to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 5 with verses 13 through 18. For you were called for freedom, brothers, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. We have all lived under the flesh, drawing us to try and control another, or many at one time, to see more flesh, realizing not the death we were encouraging in others' control of anything that placed their flesh under our control. Yeah. This, my friends, is not love of neighbor. This, my friends, is love of excess. Wanting you to look past the truth and make it a fallacy of your inner desires. Example to me would be to call a child a different sex because of freedom. We are all concerned with this, yet we find excess as the only answer that allows such disrespect towards God and His creation. What seems to be pushed as the minute proportions of society are causing others to accept what goes against every natural spirit principle. Yes, beware that you are not consumed by one another, as Paul reminds us today, has taken 2,000 years to remain as truth of living redeemed, where flesh isn't the object of your heart's desire, but the Spirit of truth we search for each day to live as you do, loving yourself as well as the neighbor the same. This, my friends, seems difficult, but yet very straightforward if you ask me. And I'm not sure where it even comes from, or what would make a person want to even try and agree. It goes against the Spirit, which is nothing more than a devour of each other that we are consumed with. We are consumed with the devouring of flesh. And until we make God first everything in our lives, we will battle this deal, this Satan seal or zeal. Pray for those who need this understanding most. Pray for us as we go against this Satan's ghost, and give them the Holy Ghost the most. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially my two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for our children, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for special intentions as we do each day. Those intentions in the silence of our own hearts that no one ever hears except God Himself. We pray for those who are dying today. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5. We're in verses 13 through 18 today. It's a four-stanza poem. It's quad lines. It's titled, Once Have Zero Conspires. Brothers, freedom called you, flesh, opportunity, freedom not. Love another, serving everyone, law whole, fulfilled spot. Yourself love as neighbor, another devour not, beware. Another not consumed labor, spirit live, righteousness prepare. Not flesh, desire gratification, spirit opposes flesh desires. Flesh against spirit mortification. Wants have zero conspires. Spirit guided forever you. Law you not under. Christ through and through. Forgoing flesh. Forgoing blunder. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's February 25th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. In the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up our good friends John and Marie as we do daily in prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Bring us together again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your son's precious name. We close at 7:33 in the name of Jesus.